The background story, part C. Swamiji also found that living in Chicago was very costly. As he did not have enough money, he left for Boston, where things were cheaper. On the way, a wealthy traveler in the train, Miss Catherine Abbott Sanborn, was attracted by his noble bearing and charming conversation. She became more interested when she learned the purpose of his coming to America. She said, "Well, Swami, I invite you to come to my home to live. Perhaps something will turn up in your favor." The invitation was a godsend for the Swami, who really consented and started living at her village home in Massachusetts near Boston. Through her Swamiji became acquainted with Mr. J.H. Wright, a professor of Greek at Harvard University. After a four-hour conversation with Swamiji, the professor was so impressed by his learning and wisdom that he took it upon himself to arrange for his admittance to the Parliament of Religions as a delegate. This is the only way you can be introduced to the nation at large, he told Swamiji. Swamiji had explained his difficulties and had said that he had no credentials. Thereupon, Professor Wright had exclaimed, "To ask you, Swami, for credentials is like asking the sun to state its right to shine." He at once wrote to the chairman of the committee for the selection of the delegates, who happened to be his friend. "Here is a man who is more learned than all our professors but put together." He also gave Swamiji letters of introduction to the committee that looked after the Oriental delegates and brought him a ticket to Chicago. Unfortunately, when Swamiji arrived in Chicago on 9th September, he found to his dismay that he had mislaid the address of the committee. He made inquiries of passers-by, but it being the northeast side of the city where mostly Germans lived, they could not understand him. The chilly nights of September were coming on. So Swamiji, who would soon shake America by his address at the Parliament, found no other alternative than to take shelter in an empty boxcar in the railroad freight yard. He soon freed himself from all anxieties and slept there, trusting in the guidance of the Lord. In the morning, he set out to find his way. He soon came to one of the rich quarters of the city. Extremely tired and hungry, he sought help from house to house as a sannyasin in India would. Seeing his soiled clothes and worn out appearance, the servants in the houses treated him rudely, sometimes slamming the door in his face. After a while, exhausted and resigning himself to the will of the Lord, he sat down on the roadside. Just then, the door of a fashionable residence opposite him opened and a lady of regal appearance came out and spoke to him in a soft voice. "Sir, are you a delegate to the Parliament of Religions?" Swamiji told her of his difficulties. She at once invited him into her house and attended to his immediate needs. Later, when Swamiji had taken food and had rested, she took him to the office of the Parliament of Religions. He was gladly accepted as a delegate and lodged with the other Oriental guests. His deliverer was Miss George W. Hale. She and her children may become Swamiji's warmest friends.